emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Peter and John, and I'll explain it a little more in depth, but this portion of scripture, Peter and John actually broke through a gate. Not just a gate, beautiful. They broke through a threshold, okay? A gate or a threshold is always the point of entry into your next level of experience or your next place of experience. A threshold is the point or entry of your next place of experience, your next experience. See, God has something for you you've never experienced before. Now, we talked about last time the threshold and the gate, and we are gates. And the Israelites, when they came to the promised land, it was a gate. They were to cross over, but because they had not changed in their thinking, they weren't able. Even though God has gone before you and God has given you the land, God has already blessed you, everything is already done. You see, the Lord has nothing else to do. Jesus sat down on the right hand of the Father. There's nothing else for him to do. Everything else is based upon your choices. Your choices. And see, many times people are waiting for God to do things that God is not going to do. He's done already. He's waiting on you to do. He's waiting on you to act in faith. He's waiting for you to express your faith, to release your faith or grace through your faith. Now here, Peter and John went into the temple and they broke through at the gate called Beautiful. That's where they had a breakthrough. Peter and John broke through a threshold right there. This man had been bound by this infirmity, lame from his mother's womb. The threshold is always where something, I'm going to use this term, something kicks into action. The threshold. When you cross a threshold, something's going to happen. Something kicks into action. When they crossed this threshold and prayed for that man, didn't give him silver and gold. That would have only helped him for a day. He'd have been back out there the next day. But they gave him something from the kingdom. They crossed the threshold. And mark this down, too, if you're writing. The threshold is the place or the point at which change registers. Now, I want to tell you something. And this, you have to. Now, they were taking a big chance by praying for this guy at the temple. All the religious spirits and all the religious folk that afterwards persecuted him. When Israel was to cross the Jordan into their promised land that God gave to them, they had to go to the brink. Tell somebody, you gotta go to the brink. See, some of us haven't given all. You got stuff for a rainy day. I'm not talking about money either. I'm talking about just you've not put everything there to get to the brink. You're kind of holding back, maybe a little uncertain in that, but in order to cross over, in order to enter that new territory and cross over that threshold, you've got to go to the brink. Those priests had to put their feet in the Jordan in the time of it flooding. Don't think it was a cakewalk. They weren't at the beach, you know, just getting some sun and stuff. That water was flowing down there. You get caught up in that current and that undercurrent, you'd be washed all the way down. And they're carrying the ark, and they had to put their feet in there and then wait. Because the moment they came to the brink, tell somebody, the moment you come to the brink, something kicks into motion. 35 miles, I believe it was 35 miles downstream or upstream. While they're standing there with their feet in that rushing water, God started something kicked into motion in the city called Adam. God began to wall up the water. The water stopped flowing. It was 35 miles. So it took a little while. You know, they were there for a while that water was flowing. But like you and I, after a little while, they said, you know, this water's slowing down. Yeah. Amen. It's still deep. Amen. Still cold. Still dirty, but it's slowing down. And as they stood there, without being afraid, at God's command, obeying, you know, crossover, God went to work. I want to tell you tonight, you may not have seen it yet. You might not have experienced. I'm telling you, I'm prophesying to you tonight. I'm speaking a word of knowledge to you. You may not have seen it, felt it, smelt it, heard it, or thought it yet. But the moment you got to the threshold, the moment you busted that move, God got busy. Come on, I said, God got busy. And you know what? He needs you to keep your feet in the water. Hello? He don't need you backing up out the water saying, ain't nothing happening here. We can't cross here. Let's go see if we can find some more, a little shallower place to cross over. He wants you to keep your feet. See that Jordan, not only it represented death, the Jordan, you know, descending, dying to self. It also represents tribulation. Yeah, it does. It's got manifold, multiple meanings, the Jordan. But that Jordan means also tribulation. In other words, what is God saying? I want you to steady yourself in the midst of your trouble. Amen. Stop whining to me. Stop crying. Stop wanting to go back. Fix your mind. Steady yourself. Come on, get a grip. I want you to stand there because the moment you busted that move, I started working. You just hadn't seen it yet. I'm working. Come on, look at somebody and tell them, God's working. See, in the process of time, by the time that water started to recede there, something has had to take place in your mind. Help us, Holy Ghost. God is giving you the land. I want to ask you a question tonight. Is there anything too hard for God? God will do anything. His eyes are going to and fro in search of hearts that are perfect, that are mature toward him, that he may show himself mighty. All he needed is somebody to bust a move. The man asked him, he said he was asking alms, and Peter fixed his eyes on him. He said, look on us. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I give I to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He grabbed that man. Strength came into his ankle bones, into his legs. The man leaped up and ran into the temple, praising and shouting and giving God the glory. Come on, tell somebody, they crossed the threshold. I said they crossed a threshold. They came through a gate. You must come to the brink if you're going to move into your new territory. There's a new territory for you. God is saying to you tonight, expand your tent pegs. Come on, I said expand your tent pegs. Stop thinking, you know, reducing and less and economy and all. No, stop thinking that. See, you're thinking the wrong thing. You're on 5 cents overload. You need to be hearing from your spirit man. Because see, the spirit of God, the kingdom of God is increasing. The government of God is increasing, not decreasing. We are not of this world, but we are in this world. And we are here to dominate this world. We are here to take back every domain. We're not here to play games. We're not taking prisoners. We're not asking for anything back. We are pursuing, we are overtaking, and we are taking things back for the kingdom of God. We are taking territories. But God just needs some soldiers that will go to the brink. Come on, somebody shout, Lord, send me. I'll go. Say it again, Lord. If you send me, I'll go. Oh, you done said it now. See, when you take a leap of faith, I'll just show you in the scriptures. If you'll go with me to Exodus chapter 19, I'll tell you what happens when you take a leap of faith. Exodus 19 and verse 4. You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. When you take a leap of faith, God's going to bear you up on eagle's wings. Come on, I said, God's going to bear you up on eagle's wings. But look at somebody and tell them, you got to take a leap of faith. If you don't leap, God can't grab you and bear you up. But the moment you leap, God bears you up on eagle's wings. Look how when it came out of Egypt, they came out with a high hand. God began to shower him with manna, that water from the rock, had a cloud by day and a fire by night. Their clothes didn't wax old on them. Their shoes didn't wax old. None were sick among them. God had taken them up on eagle's wings because they'd taken a leap of faith to leave where they were to go to where God said he wanted them to come. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and tell them, you got to leap first. You know, there are times where people do this little thing where they let a person just fall backwards and people catch them. And somebody just fall back like it ain't nothing and somebody catch them. But then somebody else be. Y'all sure y'all gonna catch me? That's how some people do God. Eh? Y'all know that story? Man hanging on a limb on the side of a mountain. Is anybody up there can help me? You hear the voice say, let go. Pause and thought for a minute. He said, is there anybody else up there can help me? Come on, that's how some treat God. But see, you got to take that leap. Because God's waiting there to catch you and bear you up and take you on a whole nother journey, a whole nother level, a whole nother realm of your journey. Come on, I'm telling you, some of us here are going to break into new realms of life. For some, life is going to get real good. You struggled a long time. You warred in your mind a long time, but your mind is shifted. Your mind is changed. See, the devil ain't got no bigger. He ain't got no less. He's just defeated. But who's changing is you. Your mind is changing. See, the environment's not changing. You're changing, and therefore you're allowing the grace to come that's going to change your environment. Come on, we're going from glory to glory to glory to glory. Come on, tell somebody it's going to get better and better and better and better and better and better. I'm going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. Come on, y'all keep up with me now. They had to leap first. I'm going to tell you why they had to leap. They couldn't test the waters. Can anybody see me? Ooh, it's cold. I'm about to get used to this here. No, they had to leap. Bold action has faith attached to it.
We are continuing in part 41 of our Mega Grace series, By Grace Through Faith. The threshold is always the point of entry into your next level of experience and where something propels you into action. In order to cross over into new territory, you must give up the moment you come to the brink of your Jordan. You might not see, hear, smell, or think it yet, but the moment you cross the threshold, God Himself gets busy. God needs you to keep your feet in the water. Your objective is to renew your mind. The deal is sealed. There's nothing else that God has to do. You have all things because He's in you. We are heirs together with Christ Jesus.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.